knowing whether no Eloheinu Aleinu Maase Yadenu Konenu Aleinu Maase Yadenu Konenehu. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. O prosper the work of our hands. Shalom. We are on Parshas Bechalosecha. The pasuk, the verse, reads, Daber el Charon ve'amarta elav bechalosecha et chanerot el mul pnei haminora yaru shivat chanerot. Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you light the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand. That's Bamidbar 8:2. Now, see that the gematria katan of this verse is 204, and this is the same numerical value of the word tzaddik, the righteous, the just. So, what is the connection between the tzaddik and the menorah? The Holy Zohar explains that tzaddik is the life of the universe. This is found in the Hakdama of the Zohar. Furthermore, it's written that Hashem keeps the world by His strength. And the Zohar explains that the tzaddik represents His strength. This is in the Zohar Bereishis. Clearly, there are various different degrees and levels of tzaddikim. Each one has his own psyche, his own particular capacity of receiving the holy messages from the Torah and the guidance to be revealed. But in fact, each one brings life to the world, because the purpose of the tzaddik's existence is to illuminate reality at the level that it is his portion. This occurs as the tzaddik brings down to the material reality the chesed, which is benevolence or kindness, from the superior intellect. This is an appellation of ima, which is also bina. Ima is the partsuf, bina is the corresponding sphera. This means the real and authentic understanding of Torah. When this light of chesed from bina, the kindness or the benevolence of the intellect, the holy intellect, which is an intense and true understanding, reaches people that can be reached, since some are so arrogant and stubborn that cannot be influenced, which is another subject, not for now, something very deep occurs. A change in the person's mentality. This transformation is slow and gradual, and it is the product of this special light that reaches what is called the Keter from the Midot, Zeran Pin, as it is known in Kabbalah. That is the highest point, so to speak, of the emotional system from the individual, his character, the beginning of the manifestation of his personality traits, more like his emotional aspects. Thus, this being the closest stage between the emotions and the abstract intellect. See, before the emotions and feelings manifest, there is an initial point, this is of course a metaphorical language, that derives from the intellectual abstract understanding that a person has regarding reality. Each and every judgment the person makes regarding any aspect of his or her life. So right before the emotional manifestation, in this phase of transition between intellect and emotions, right before you feel something, you're still in the process of understanding, now leading to the emotions that relate to this understanding. This is the point that I'm speaking of, this transition. It is there the point of maximum ashpa'ah, influence in the emotions, the primary emotions. So it is there that the tzaddik operates, so to speak, influencing the desire, the will of the person. This is a very important aspect of the emotional system. Because if there is no influence at that point, then the emotions will just manifest in accordance to the judgment that the person makes regarding a situation. But if it can be influenced right before that, this could change this whole order of descent from intellect to emotions and finally to the actions corresponding to this whole chain. Now, will, desire, is not something conscious. For instance, a person cannot explain why he or she likes bitter chocolate more than white chocolate. The power of will is above rational understanding. Much like a crown, which is keter in Lashon Kodesh, in Hebrew, which sits on top of the head, which represents the intellect. Such is the relationship between affecting character or the emotions of the person in a stage not yet completely conscious, which often can lead to transformations. In other words, the righteous has, at some degree, the bracha, the blessing, to influence people so they can mature their characters. And in this way, they can seek rectification and thus change their desires. So now their focus in getting closer to Hashem. That's the point. Perhaps in a different way to summarize this concept of illuminating people and influencing them, etc., we could say that one of the tzaddik's main purpose, of course, it is to help rectify reality, but is to influence the ratzon, the will of the mekabel, the one who is receiving, the recipient, the kli, and show him everything under the aspect of emunah, faith. This is a fundamental thing that is required of anyone to grow, to mature, to seek Hashem, and to improve his life and ways. Emunah, faith. It's interesting that, in a more general sense, a righteous person can truly help a person in his derech tov, in his ways of the true good, which is Torah, so the person can be elevated, can reach new levels of consciousness, of spirituality. And at the same time, a truly righteous person can also affect the rasha'im, the wicked, in a sense to further lower that rasha, this wicked, so he can lose himself in his wickedness. It's a very interesting point. In fact, the people who are influenced by a tzaddik are those who find themselves in his spiritual web network, so to speak. And it's interesting that depending on the spiritual size, quote-unquote, of such righteous person, even people who have not had any contact with him and beyond the whole world, it's really amazing. Now, going back to the pasuk, b'chaosecha et hanerot, when you light up the lamps, this has gematria katan 44, which is the same numerical value of the word lachat, which means flaming. And the reshei tavot, the acrostic of the seven lamps that illuminate the central lamp, the menorah, has ordinal gematria 72, which is the numerical value of the word chesed, benevolence, kindness. Such, we have an allusion here to the menorah and the tzaddik, because the flaming kindness, which is a power, this light, the fire of the tzaddik, is a brightness that illuminates and influences the desire, the will of each individual that comes in contact to some degree with him, so his will now can become the will of Hashem. This is a powerful thing. And there are further explanations, Alpi Arizal, of how this process of maturing the emotions and being affected is really explained, and it's rather complex, and I shall not explain that here in this shiur, but in other private settings. However, I think the message is here, and moreover, every time a person seeks to positively influence another, meaning bringing the proper halachot, the laws, and the guidance of the Torah, every time the person does that, in that particular moment and instance, that person is living this flaming kindness, this power of the tzaddik. He is representing, to the degree that we brought from the Zohar, the strength of Hashem. Learn this well. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen, Amen. Thank you. Until next time, Shalom.